So how did Tywan Jones look in his day back after this?
You know, he looked okay. We're going to have to, you know, continue to look at him tomorrow. He'll probably be a game time decision. He banged that knee on Wednesday and just really, you know, hadn't quite gotten fully back yet. So we'll probably work him out Sunday before the game and make a decision then on him.
What about Parsons? Questionable? Is he, you think he'll go?
I think he's going to be fine. Again, he'll be another we'll work him out again, you know, prior to the game. But I think he's going to be okay.
You got a deal where Bergstrom would have to both a reserve tackle and a reserve guard?
Yeah, and he's prepared to play both, too. So, and Lucas Nix would come up if, for whatever reason, Parsons wasn't able to go.
How would you describe the week of practice, Coach?
I thought we had a good week of practice. You know, we understand that the preparation still continues. And I think our guys are focused in, and I think they're ready to go.
Hear anything about the dirt infield or the grass? Is it all?
The last word that I heard is that we were going to be grass. So nobody's told me anything differently, so I'm assuming that we've got a grass field to play on.
Look forward to that.
Yeah.
Does it change? Does it change, I think, other than obviously when you were lining up that field goal for Sebastian?
I mean, obviously there's a few things that the dirt makes a difference on, you know. I mean, you don't get the same traction on the dirt that you do on the grass. So, you know, you have to take that into account when you're, you know, calling plays offensively and defensively and really, you know, like the Pittsburgh game, we had to take it into account in the kicking game. So it does make a difference.
Is it much of an adjustment for a defense to have their signal caller changed, essentially, when you go from Milando to Wheeler? Nearly the deal it is on offense, I would assume.
No. You know, I mean, there's some things that go into it. You know, and that's obviously a role that is critical to the success of the defense, is making sure that communication is what it needs to be. So, you know, there's some things that go into it, but I wouldn't put too much into it.
Yeah, is Wheeler pretty adept at getting guys lined up?
He's done a nice job. He's done a nice job of that. He did it back in college.
Yeah.
You know, he hasn't done it in the NFL, but. You know, he's a guy that takes his job seriously, and he understands that that's now part of something that he has to do. So he's worked extremely hard at it.
How encouraged are you by the performance of the defensive backs against Fabian, who were the best passers in the NFL last week?
Well, it was encouraging for those guys to play well. But we all know that, you know, in the National Football League, you got to be able to put it together, you know, for 16 straight weeks. So our guys understand that we got another challenge this week, and we got to be ready to go. To face Jacksonville.
Just if Huff continues to take to the cornerback position the way he seemed to in that third game, if he continues his improvement trajectory, is it foreseeable he could stay there long term?
Well, I mean, you know, that's all. I don't have that hourglass that allows me to see into the future, but you know, obviously we want to continue to see the improvement with Michael Huff.
Two tough road games, the bye week. How much are you looking forward to playing in front of the home fans this week?
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. We always have a good crowd out there. The fans are passionate, so it'll be good to get back in front of the home crowd.
Expect Khalif back out of practice next week?
I don't know for sure. We'll see where he's at next week.
Would you say is he closer than Shante, or do you even know?
I mean, it's speculation, but I would say they're probably, you know, kind of in the same area.
Was last week the defensive line's best game of the year? And so what led to that? What sparked the improvement, you think?
Well, I think it had a lot to do with just, you know, we had the extra time to prepare. I think our guys fully understood exactly what they were facing. I think our focus last week was better, and so but I think it was a combination of you know, rush and coverage at the end of the day that allowed us to have some success.
Bartel able to practice next week? Is that be able to come back next week to practice?
Actually, he's not able to practice, I think, until it's next Saturday, so really the following week will be the first week that he can actually practice.
Is his progress? Is
he seems to be on track for that date.
Okay. Just with playing a guy like Maurice Jones-Drew, he's 5'7", and he's, you know, beyond, I mean, he's great, but he's also really tiny. What position, what troubles does that present for your defense trying to find a guy?
Well, he's short. He's not tiny. He's pretty well put together. I mean, he's an outstanding running back. I think he does a great job of, staying in behind the offensive line. And when he sees it, he can hit it with a burst, and he's real explosive. So, although he's not tall, he's not a little back at all. He's a solid back.
Do you take into account his height? Like, till you guys get even lower than usual, or is that even able to come up?
Well, I mean, yeah, you got to be able to tackle him low, and you got to be able to get to his legs, and you got to be able to stop his legs from churning. The biggest thing is you got to be able to wrap this guy up, because he just pings off of people, like a pinball. So it's going to take, and it's not a one man effort. It's 11 guys around the football. And that's how you stop, good backs. It's hard to stop them one on one tackles all day long. So you got to be able to get 11 guys around the football.
Talk about the progress you've seen with the incorporation of the zone blocking scheme. I mean, was it just our untrained eye? It looked like things got a little better, with the running game, with getting Darren uncorked against the
Atlanta. Yeah, I mean, I think it's it's guys working together. It's having trying to get the same group of guys up there, the front five blocking. The runners getting used to seeing the blocks, how they occur. And then it's also being in the game where you got a chance to continue to run the football, and not getting in a situation where you're chasing a lot of points. So all those factors work together. We're going to continue to work on the running game, and at the end of the day, we'll judge the running game at the end of the year to see how well we did.
Have Curry looked this week, the whole week? And
I thought Curry looked well. I was impressed with the way that he looked this week, and I do not anticipate activating him for this football game, and then we'll see where we're at next week with him.
Are you with ice in the kicker? That whole thing. Where are you?
Ice in the kicker is not really something that I think a whole lot about. The play the other day, I felt like I called timeout and well before they were ready to kick the ball, and they went ahead and kicked it, which was you kind of know once he missed that, what the outcome is going to be. So I don't really think much about it. If I feel like our guys need a little bit of extra rest to get themselves ready to go block a kick, we'll give them a little extra time. If not, we'll see how it plays out.
So you don't think much about it. Do you have a metric in mind, like if he's attempting a field goal in this situation from this distance, then I'll call it, or is it just how you feel at the moment?
No, it's really how you feel at the moment, and I don't really think about necessarily icing the kicker. It's more about what I feel like our guys need, less about trying to affect the kicker.
How do you feel looking back at the defensive calls on that final drive, about quite a bit of three-man rush? Was that looking back?
Well, really, I think there was really two snaps of three-man rush. The one call that is totally on me. I wish we'd have been a little bit tighter and a little bit more aggressive on the last play. And I said that from the beginning that I wish we'd have been a little bit more aggressive in that situation on the very last play. But I don't look back at that if we execute a little bit better, we force them to, we tackle them inbounds one more time and force them to use their final timeout, the outcome might be different. They executed. They kicked a 55-yard field goal to win the game, and they did what they had to do to win the game.
Fans and announcers will always apply the term prevent. Have you ever heard the term prevent in a coach's meeting at any point?
No. No, we don't use the term prevent defense, and I don't know that I've ever been in a meeting where we say we're going to be in prevent defense.
It's kind of a toxic term, isn't it?
Yeah. There is such thing as situational defense.
Does that do it? Thanks, everybody.
Okay, thanks, guys.